So, as all of you probably already know, one of the most maligned movies of all time is being re-released in the theaters, and it's being re-released in 3D. So, if you maligned it already, now you get to malign it in three dimensions. The movie is Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, and this is a movie that we've all seen, and we all have our opinions on, and it's a movie that I have an interesting relationship with. Truthfully, I have an interesting relationship with the Star Wars series in general. You know, I grew up, I was born in 1990, and so Star Wars Episode I came out in 99. So in those 9 years, you know, from birth to Episode I, I watched the original trilogy. You know, I grew up with A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. And, you know, like almost everybody, you know, I loved them. They're great movies, you know, and they still hold up today. I mean, they're classics. But I wasn't a Star Wars fanatic like a lot of people were. And I think that may just have something to do with my age at the time. You know, by the time Episode I came out, I was 9. And I mean, I was certainly excited for it. I remember eagerly anticipating the movie. But I wasn't, of course, I was only 9, so I couldn't go and camp out outside the theater. I didn't have all these nostalgic memories like a lot of people did, you know, who actually got to see the original trilogy in theaters. So I didn't bring that baggage into Episode I with me. I literally walked into the series having really, really liked the other three movies, and just liking the commercials of this one, and being 9 years old, all I really wanted was a lot of cool lightsaber fighting, and that's all I really cared about. And it gave me that. And I remember at 9 years old, I loved the movie. I like a lot of people, I saw it 2-3 times in theaters. You know, it was a movie that, whether you liked it or didn't like it, you weren't just going to see it once. It was so heavily hyped. It was so, you know, anticipated. It had been 16 years since Return of the Jedi, and, you know, for a new Star Wars movie to come out, you know, especially the first Star Wars of a new whole new trilogy, you know, I mean, there wasn't a person alive who wasn't at least curious about it. Now, as we all know, looking back, Episode I is considered by many to be a bit of a travesty, especially hardcore Star Wars fans. A lot of fans will still refuse to even admit that this prequel trilogy exists. They choose not to even address them. And I can understand that to a degree. You know, they're not perfect movies. I wouldn't even call them great movies. I mean, the criticism that we've all heard and we've likely all had, you know, we know what's wrong with these movies. You know, we know the acting's pretty bad. We know the dialogue's pretty stilted. We know George Lucas really, truthfully, isn't that great of a director or a writer. Really, if we're being honest, I think a lot of us have kind of, if we like these movies or if we choose to watch these movies, we do it giving it a certain amount of grace. You know, we appreciate the classic Star Wars films so much that even though these films aren't that great, and, you know, it's truthfully, I can't think of a lot of people that would truthfully stand up and say that the prequel movies are great. I think everybody as well recognizes their flaws. But those of us that are willing to watch them and enjoy them, I think are doing that out of a certain graciousness that was imbued by us, imbued upon us by our love of the original trilogy. Flaws and all, I like Phantom Menace. You know, it's a movie that, you know, like I said, flawed, but I think it's still a lot of fun. It's not a great movie, but I remember, you know, I saw it when I was 9, I loved it. And, you know, as like a lot of people who, you know, older than me, who grew up with the original trilogy and have those great nostalgic memories of seeing episodes 4, 5, and 6 in theaters when they came out, to me, the Star Wars of my youth is Episode I. It is Episode II and Episode III. For me, Star Wars is more the prequel trilogy than it is the original trilogy. Of course, if I had to choose between the two in a heartbeat, I would pick the original trilogy to watch right now. But I don't have the special relationship with the original trilogy that I do with the prequel trilogy, and especially with Episode I. You know, there was something about that movie when it came out, all the hype, and I remember going to it and everybody being so excited, and, you know, at 9 years old, I didn't really have a great sense of quality. You know, I just knew it had great action and stuff, and it still does. Even today, it holds up well. It's an action movie. 13 years since its release, it's a movie that I recognize isn't very good, but it still holds a pretty special place in my heart.